And a good cross comes up towards Matt Reed, and Matt Reed hits the post. He can't be followed up by Whitehouse as the ball goes over the top. It was a wonderful cross in over on that far side. I think it was Terry Hawkridge who delivered a very high deep cross towards the back post. Matt Reed got up above his man and could only hit the woodwork.
He thinks it's in. He really thinks it's in there because he puts his arms in the air once he's headed it, and then his hands are on his head by the end of it, because it just looks like that. You know, Scott Flinders is not getting to the ball, whatever happens there. Smacks the woodwork, and you're hoping then if you're linking, it's a bit of luck it falls to one hand. Just too much on it, and he can't get his touch.
Now Macclesfield can try and come forward. Hancock's close onto his left, and Macclesfield Town have scored. It's a good finish by Mitch Hancock, but after hitting the woodwork for Lincoln at one end, Macclesfield have given them the ultimate sucker punch by going down the other, and Mitch Hancock has scored for Macclesfield Town. Lincoln City 0, Macclesfield Town 1.
They always do it the hard way. That's it, you know. Look, the ball goes into, to me, I look at Paul Farman's positioning there. He has left more than half the goal open, and someone like Mitch Hancock, I picked him out before the game. He can get goals from distance. It's a decent enough strike, but I think Farman will be a bit disappointed he hasn't been able to save it. But look, it seems to be the Lincoln way this season. If they're going to win, they do it the hard way.
The ball flicked on by Reed, finds Hawkridge on his left hand side. Now Habigan. Leanne Cole makes a good run out to the left hand side, outside the 18 yard box, a couple of yards away from the corner flag. The cross comes in, headed up into the air by Kingsley James, not fully dealt by Macclesfield, who eventually do get a foot through it and are able to clear the ball away, but only as far as Waterfall, who just nods that back down for Lincoln to be continue his pressure. Now Reed back heels it nicely, comes to Arnold. Arnold can lay it off, finds Angle. The ball surely going to be put in. It is by Terry Hawkridge. It's a wonderful good play by Lincoln City down there outside. A lovely back heel from Matt Reed. Set it across to Lee Angle, who found the unmarked Terry Hawkridge, who kept his composure and sorts the ball beyond Scott Flinders. Lincoln a level. It's Lincoln City 1, Macclesfield Town 1.
Well, I was going to criticise the angle there because he should really be passing when he's in the penalty area. He's got a man right to his left, right free. Instead, he turns, has a shot. Goalkeeper there, Scott Flinders. I think he'll be a bit disappointed if he wasn't able to hold on to that. Then it leads to an open goal. 1-1. Lincoln back in it. They always do it the hard way, but the big thing is they seem to always get the win when they're behind, when their backs are against the wall. It's got a bit earlier than normal, but boy, they'll take that.
Bradley Wood and Alex Woodyard get in the way of each other, which just denies Lincoln the opportunity to get the ball back in towards the Macclesfield box quickly. But they have worked it well through Billy Knott now. Down his left-hand side, gets in a decent cross up towards Matt Reed. Comes out as far as Hawkridge, encouraged to shoot again. Lincoln just need that goal. Hawkridge fires it, and Hawkridge finds it! Terry Hawkridge for Lincoln City! Could that be the goal that sends Lincoln back to the Football League? Into the bottom left hand corner, Terry Hawkridge, his second goal of the game. Lincoln City 2, Macclesfield Town 1. Are the Imps going back to the Football League yet?
Fantastic goal. I've got to say, what a shame this is that some fans have run onto the pitch. This will add minutes onto the added time. This will add to the drama. But it's an incredible strike right into the bottom corner. He was encouraged to shoot. The crowd got it right because he's hit a pearler of an effort.
What a wonderful strike that was, though, from Terry Hawkridge. Let's just talk about the positives for now. The pressure was building by Lincoln. And a lovely finish by the man who's playing now on the right wing.
Yeah, just a fantastic effort that, right into the bottom corner. Flinders has absolutely no chance with that. Great goal.
There will be a pitch invasion if it stays like this, but the ball currently just outside the Lincoln 18 yard box, cleared away only as far as Danny Whitehead. Whitehead lifts the ball up towards Anthony Dudley, and Anthony Dudley, that was the chance to break Lincoln City hearts, and all of a sudden,
wow, that should be 2-2. Anthony Dudley has missed an absolute sitter, and he's got his head in his hands. He should have scored. It should be 2-2.
I don't know how he's missed that. but Lincoln City fans won't care. Danny Cowley G'd up the fans, just awaiting for Farman to take this goal kick. They think it's all over. It is now. Lincoln City are promoted back to the Football League. Their spell in non-league football has come to an end as fans storm the pitch. The stewards can do nothing. The passion and excitement is clear to see. Lincoln City are back in the Football League.
Well done to Lincoln. They deserve it. Poor Alan, that finger don't get on the pitch. It was never going to last, was it? Lincoln City are back in League Two.
They are indeed. They've won this game by 2-1. Some game it was, they didn't do it the easy way. They went behind on 16 minutes, had to come back from behind, but that's exactly what they have done. The jubilation clear to see. Hundreds of supporters on the Sinsel Bank pitch, and somewhere in amongst all that are the Cowleys. I think one of them has been Nicky Cowley, being held aloft. Somebody's put a crown on his head. What a wonderful day for Lincoln City Football Club. The heartbreak of 6 years ago, long since forgotten now. It's been a rollercoaster season, mainly on the up, to be honest. The FA Cup quarter-final, of course, at Arsenal, reaching the FA Trophy semi-finals, losing out to York, and the league champions. They have clinched the Vanarama National League title, and it's been well deserved.